Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years with a strong accent on New Orleans and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is, with the wonderful vocalist Rosanna Vitro, who was born in Hot Springs, Arkansas, grew up mostly in Texarkana.
My mother's family were all gospel singers, and everybody just sang. And my mother still sings today. She just turned 87 and lives in Fort Worth, and she leads a little church choir at a little country church out there in Fort Worth. So there's just singing. I've got two sisters who sing, and my mother's brothers and sisters all sang, and so there was just a lot of singing going on.
Lots more coming up from Rosanna Vitro in about 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Right now, James DePonte and his Chicago Jazz Band from their Hot Club Stomp, Small Band Swing, with Teddy Wilson's arrangement of Benny Goodman's classic, Don't Be That Way. James DePonte and his Chicago Jazz Band, Benny Goodman's Don't Be That Way. Darling, don't be that way. I'll do better. Yeah, sure you will. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Very nice to have you along for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Slide band Al Gray coming along with a Vernon Duke Yep Harburg classic. Antonio Hart paying tribute to the great Cannonball Adderley, and piano man Benny Green with tasty Horace Silver. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to the generosity of anonymous New Orleans music lovers. And the music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. Washington, D.C. may not be known as a hotbed of jazz these days, but several really great players have come from there, including one Edward Kennedy Duke Ellington, subject of a very fine new biography from Terry Teachout, and this wonderful singer and pianist, Shirley Horn, heard here with Mississippi-born blues singer Lil Green's In the Dark.
Just the beat of my poor heart, in the dark. In the dark, I get such a thrill. When he presses his fingertips upon my lips, and he begs me to please be still. In the dark, gonna be missed. Gee, but I'm not pretending. I swear it's fun. It's fun to be kissed. In the dark, in the dark, we're gonna find what the rest have left behind. We're gonna dance. We're gonna find romance. In the dark. Just let them dance.
Thank you.
Maestro Jimmy McGriff. It's Strong Enough for a Man, Made for a Woman. Secret Love. Jimmy McGriff. And one of the prides of Pittsburgh, PA, slideman Al Gray, with the work of Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg. April in Paris, written for their 1932 Broadway show, Walk a Little Faster. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. With our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation coming up in just over 20 minutes with the wonderful singer Rosanna Vitro, who will be in town for a couple of shows at Snug Harbor tomorrow night. Dear saxophonist Antonio Hart, from his tribute to Woody Shaw and Cannonball Adderley, the CD is for Cannonball and Woody. This is Cannonball's Sack of Woe. Lord, make it lighter and a line to toe. We'll be right back. Green with Horace Silver's Come On Home, and You're Welcome to Stay, as the lyric from John Hendricks had it. And with Art Harper, Lil Willie, Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years, with a strong accent on New Orleans, and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is singer Rosanna Vitro. Rosetta Vitro was born in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and spent her earliest years there.
I made it through the first grade in Hot Springs, where my father owned a nightclub called the Flamingo. John Vitro and the Vitro brothers were a bunch of wild Italians that met my beautiful mother, Ruby May, who was from the woods of Arkansas. And then we literally moved to New York for a year to be around my father's family. And then we moved to Texarkana because my mom and dad had to part ways because my dad was a man of many wives.
to put it in a family kind of context.
Yes.
Yeah. So early in your life, I guess, thanks to him, though, you were, or maybe both of them, exposed to music or no?
Well, absolutely. It was a rich background because my mother's family were all gospel singers, and everybody just sang, and my mother still sings today. She just turned 87 and lives in Fort Worth, and she leads a little church choir at a little country church out there in Fort Worth. So there's just singing. I've got two sisters who sing, and my mother's brothers and sisters all sang, and so there was just a lot of singing going on.
Was that your first memory of music, was singing with your kinfolks?
Yeah, you know, I can remember being a little girl around 4 years old and telling everybody I was going to be a singer. And I was just, for whatever reason, it was planted in my DNA from the start.
Formal musical education began for Rosanna Vitro in high school, where she sang
in madrigal groups and all-state choirs, and I, you know, sang in German and French and Italian and Latin, and then I studied theater music, and I loved rock and roll, and I loved the blues and classical, and I just loved everything. And when I moved to Houston, Texas, when I was about 21, I literally thought I was going to be a rock and roll and blues singer because I loved the blues so much. And when I got to Houston, I met a man named Ray Sullinger, who sang like Mel Torme, and I met Arnett Cobb, one of the great Texas tenor men.
Yeah.
And they both said, well, listen here, you're a jazz singer. Haven't you heard any jazz? And I said, no, we didn't hear any in Texarkana. And Ray Sullinger said, well, listen, I'll coach you for free if you want to learn about it. And I said, well, I'll check it out. And so I used to go to sleep at night listening to these tapes that he made for me. And he had, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Nancy Wilson and Billie Holiday and all of the greats. And I said, wow, boy, you can go wild doing this music because your creativity is what's a guide. And so I had studied, taken some piano courses in Texarkana at the college, and taken some, you know, I'd gone to a couple of years of college in Texarkana. And so I could play through the songs when I got some books. And, you know, Ray Sullinger and Arnett had a coming out party for me in Houston where I invited all the great musicians. And because they really liked my singing, and I was so thrilled. It was so exciting, you know, to be young and have these guys believe in you and everything. And so I just started waving a flag for jazz, and I never put it down.
Following her Houston apprenticeship, Rosanna Vitro moved to New York City. She's enjoyed an excellent career there as a singer, entertainer, and educator. Her 2011 CD, The Music of Randy Newman, earned her a Grammy nomination.
You'll get food to eat, won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You'll just sing about Jesus.
His stories are amazing. And he just rips my heart out. And plus, he's political, which I am. I love him. And he gave me a quote that was so nice. He loved the record. He endorsed me. I'm in his bio now.
Rosanna Vitra will be in New Orleans tomorrow night for a pair of shows at Snug Harbor, backed by Larry Siebert and his trio.
He's somebody that not only is sensitive and plays great and is swinging and soulful and bluesy and sensitive, but he is someone that studies your music and, you know, really cares if he plays it right. You know, a lot of guys are like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't get into the Dropbox, you know, to go hear the music. Can't you just sing standards all night? You say, well, yeah, I could sing standards, but I've got 12 records out there of some incredible arrangements you might want to check out. You know, and so, I mean, when you meet somebody like Larry that really, you know, not only, of course, and I'll call a couple of standards off the top of my head, but he's also interested in some of the great arrangements that Fred Hirsch and Kenny Werner and Mark Soskin have written for me. And so that's really exciting that we can do a really great show that's loose but also has some new things and is focused. You know, I'm into really giving a great show these days, and just, you know, cherishing every moment I get to play music.
Here is Rosanna Vitra with the title tune from an outstanding 1996 Telarc CD, McCoy Tyner's Passion Dance.
Anywhere you want to go, make the scene and take a moment. Do you really ever know what's ahead before your life's spent? Concentration on the dream, make it real enough to taste it. Fire burning deep within, give it over to the passion dance. The spirit inside of you, revelation, a search for truth is your vision in front of you, and your heart you must stay true. State your mind and hide your heart. No percentage given too much. Keep a little for yourself. Share it only with the one you trust. Every moment is a change. Running after will you make it? Run the circle that remains. Elevation to the passion dance. The spirit deep inside of you. Revelation, a search for truth is your vision in front of you. In your heart, you must stay true. We'll be right back. tasted. The spirit deep inside of you. Revelation, revelation. Will your dream come true? State your feelings, hide your heart. No percentage given too much. Keep a little for yourself. Give the moments to the ones you trust. The ones you trust. The ones you trust. The ones you trust. Keep a little for yourself. Oh, the dream. Oh, the dream. Anywhere you wanna go, make the scene, take a moment. Didn't really even know what's ahead before your time spent. Concentration on the dream. Make it real enough to taste it. Fire burning deep within. Giving rhythm to the passion. Dance the spirit inside of you. Destination, a search for truth. Keep your vision in front of you. In your heart you must stay true.
Our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week singer and educator, Rosanna Vitro, Passion Dance. Catch Rosanna at Snug Harbor for a couple of shows tomorrow night.